It's the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by 90 Min, and we are live.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by 90 Minute. Hope you're all well. Hope everybody's good. Apologies that I'm a couple of minutes late, or a few minutes late actually. It's what it's like on a Monday. You know, there's always lots and lots of stuff to write about, lots of stuff to talk about off of the back of the weekend's action. Plenty of positives to talk about from an Arsenal perspective today, which is great. You know, you can see by the smile on my face, if you're watching on the video, that it's a lot easier to do my job off the back of results like yesterday's. But sometimes bits and pieces crop up during the day and it just throws that schedule off a little bit. So apologies again for being a couple of minutes late. I know there's loads of you in the chat already. I've seen your comments coming through as well. Thank you for all being here, and good afternoon to every single one of you. Let's say a few hellos, a few shout outs before we get into the thick of things. I'm just going to pick out some names. Big hello to Zeus, to Dominic, to Alex, to Ginger, to Zeta, to David, to the Somerset Gooner, to Omar, to Blagden123, to Junior Gunner, to Steve Stone. Lots of you in there, And I'm sure I'll get through as many of your comments and questions and thoughts as I possibly can on the subjects that we're going to discuss during this edition throughout the show. So looking forward to doing that. Right, the main story today and the main topic of discussion, and it is just a rumour at the moment, right? I know, you know, we put things in the titles because, you know, that's the way the algorithms work, right? You put the story in the title and, you know, that's what people ultimately search for. But, I mean, this is a rumour and it's a report that's coming out of Spain, and I'm going to give you a little bit more information on it because I know a lot of people will have just seen that headline this morning, not just from me, but from various other outlets suggesting that Mikel Arteta could be on his way to Barcelona. Now, this is the situation at Barcelona for those of you who maybe don't follow Spanish football. I'm not particularly big on Spanish football anymore. Used to love it, but now my focus outside of Arsenal is probably on Serie A. But to give you a bit of background story as to what is going on at Barcelona at the moment, the presidential elections are due to take place in 6 days' time. So March the 7th, that election takes place. There are three candidates in the running, one of whom is Joan Laporta. Now, some of you may be thinking, I've heard that name before. Why does that name ring a bell? It rings a bell because Joan Laporta has been the Barcelona president in years gone by. He's already held the position once before. However, he's in the running again, Joan Laporta, to take over at Barcelona. And I guess in England, we probably don't really appreciate what a significant role being the president of Barcelona is. It's a massive role from a footballing perspective. It's a massive role from a political perspective, because those who maybe live in Spain will be able to tell me a little bit better, but there's obviously a massive political tension between the Catalans, Barcelona, you know, Espanyol, those clubs, their people, and then there's a massive kind of political rivalry with those in the capital, with those in Madrid. So being president of Barcelona is an iconic thing. It's a status thing, as well as being, you know, just running a football club. There is a lot more to that. And, you know, Barcelona's motto tells you all you need to know. It's Més que un club, which means more than a club, because Barcelona is more than a football club. So whoever takes up this position is in a massive position of power, and it's a really sought after position and a really sought after job. And what these guys do in the lead up to these elections is they make promises, right? And they they make claims and they suggest that they're gonna, you know, they're gonna do this and they're gonna do that. And I'll give you an example, because I wrote a piece the other day for 90 Min on this presidential election, and one of the candidates, Tony Freixa, I don't know if I've said that right, but anyway, he basically labelled Real Madrid's president, Florentino Perez, as Varentino Perez, suggesting that, you know, he is in control of the VARs, and basically, the VARs in Spain, and basically that, you know, that's the kind of propaganda that goes into, you know, that goes into these elections. Like, it is like a proper big thing. And maybe, as I say, we don't really appreciate what a big deal it is. But one of the other things they do is they promise players, and they promise, if I get elected, I'm going to bring in X, Y, Z. And this guy, Freixa in particular, has already promised he's going to bring in a couple of top name players. He won't say who they are, obviously, because there is really nothing there. But that's the kind of stuff they do. Whereas Joan Laporta, who's been in the job before and, you know, probably is a little bit more, I guess, streetwise when it comes to this kind of process and this kind of procedure, has named a few names, right? He's named a few names that he'd potentially go after. Another player or another person involved with Arsenal that he's mentioned during this kind of election campaign is Hector Bellerin. You know, that he wants to bring Hector Bellerin back to Barcelona. Well, now it's suggested that on his shortlist, Mikel Arteta is there too. Now, Ronald Koeman is the manager at Barcelona, and things haven't really gone that great for Koeman up until now. He's had a bit of an upturn in recent weeks, and it's seen Barcelona make up some ground in the La Liga table. But in general, I'm not sure that Ronald Koeman is particularly popular with the supporters in terms of the job he's doing as a manager. Look, Ronald Koeman as a footballer was an absolute god. You know, but Ronald Koeman, the manager, I don't think has really filled people with much confidence at Barcelona. And so whoever does come in may be looking to replace Ronald Koeman. Now, it's not clear whether he'll even still be in charge come the end of the season. So that's all up in the air. And Mikel Arteta is somebody who is being linked with that job at Barcelona. Now, to give you a bit of background on Mikel Arteta, he is somebody who started his career at Barcelona. Although he was born in San Sebastian, which is obviously in the Basque country, Real Sociedad would be the, you know, the local club there. He did begin his footballing career at Barcelona. He started with the Barcelona C team in 1999, and then he was with the B team right up until 2002. When he returned from a loan at Paris Saint-Germain and ended up joining Glasgow Rangers on a permanent deal. So, yeah, Mikel Arteta has got he's got an affiliation with Barcelona Football Club. Obviously, they've looked at him and they've looked at his style and they've looked at his style of management. And they, I guess, compare him to Pep Guardiola. He's had the education from Pep Guardiola. He's worked alongside him, although they're not exactly the same. In terms of the way they manage teams, you know, maybe there would be more similarities if Mikel had the squad that Pep does. But, you know, you can see that there are some principles that both of them have. I think the way they communicate is very similar. And I think that this is just one that on paper makes sense, right? It makes sense to report that Barcelona would be interested in Arteta for those reasons. But, you know, as much as I like Mikel Arteta, and those of you who watch and listen to this regularly will know that I'm, you know, in full support of him, at the end of the day, he's still got a lot to prove. He's still got a hell of a lot to prove, Mikel Arteta, to be able to go and walk into a job like Barcelona. That's how I feel about it. Now, I can see Mark in the comments. Big hello to Mark as well. He says, "Hey, Harry, brilliant show. Can't see Barcelona going for an unproven coach." But then again, Real Madrid went with Zidane, so who knows? Yeah, I mean, it's not completely unheard of for these big European clubs to do that. You know, we maybe turn our noses up at it here in the UK, but if you think about Pep Guardiola, was unproven when he took the job at Barcelona, and what a fantastic job he did there. You look at Zinedine Zidane, as you rightly point out, he's another You know, another example. And you look at Juventus now with Andrea Pirlo, who is somebody who has not proven himself as a manager whatsoever, has been hanging around the academies, the reserves, and all of a sudden he's been given the top job. So it's not completely outside of the realms of possibility that Barcelona would look to someone with a little bit less experience than you traditionally think. It's not impossible, but do I think this is something that Arsenal need to worry about, or Arsenal fans need to worry about right now? No, I don't. This is not a concern for the immediate future, right? For me, Mikel Arteta's got a job to do at Arsenal. That job is to get Arsenal back into the UEFA Champions League and back competing at the very top of the division. Where I have a little bit of concern is that when, because I believe we will, under his leadership, when Arsenal get back to that point whereby they are in the Champions League, and I say it again, I'm confident that if he is given the time and that the club do their end of the bargain and they do help out and they do bring him the players he wants and they do continue to support him the way they have done so far, to be fair, then, you know, I am confident that we will get back in the Champions League. But beyond that, what happens? Because for years and years and years, Arsenal as a football club were happy to just be a Champions League club. They weren't happy to go and break the bank and push to that next level to get us back competing for the Premier League title. And it just goes to show that if you don't try and take that next step, then sometimes you can end up falling off the wagon like we did, and then end up in a position where it's very, very difficult, you know, to get back to where you need to be, like the situation we're in now. I guess the thing for me here is, as I say, it's not an immediate concern. I don't think Mikel Arteta is going anywhere in the next couple of seasons. I think as long as Arsenal will have him, he is happy to work on this project that he's doing, this project that he's going through. But what I would say is that this is not really about Barcelona. This is about Arsenal Football Club matching people's ambitions. Arsenal Football Club having the ambitions that people in the game who are looking to reach the very top also share. And Mikel Arteta, I believe, whether it happens at Arsenal or not, will go on to have a very successful coaching career. I think he will. And I think that if we do get back into the Champions League, judging by Mikel Arteta's character, the way he communicates, I think he's someone that won't stop there. You know, he won't say, job done. I got Arsenal back in the Champions League. That's it. Happy days. Put my feet up, light a cigar and chill out. No, you know, he won't. Mikel Arteta will be looking at how he can push Arsenal onto the next level. How can we now compete for the Premier League title? How can we go far in the UEFA Champions League? And that's where the concern will kick in. Because will the football club be on the same wavelength as Mikel Arteta in that situation? And I'm not sure that they will be. Arsene Wenger was extremely loyal. Arsene Wenger saw the club as his baby. Arsene Wenger, you know, in his love for the club, probably done himself damage, done us damage in the process as well. Not intentionally, mind, but it did end up being damage. But, you know, Arsene Wenger was a rare character, a rare case. You won't find anybody as loyal as Arsene Wenger ever again. And I genuinely mean that. And I don't think that if Mikel Arteta further down the line sees that he's not getting the backing and sees that he's not, you know, he's not in a position where he can push this team on, I don't think Mikel Arteta will be as loyal. And I don't blame him for that. It's not a criticism of him, by the way. I just think that Mikel Arteta would be more inclined to say, well, do you know what? I've given you what I can. This is what I've done. And these lot want me now, so see you later. Now, I've said all of that, and I have to keep putting the caveat in, because somebody tuning into this a little bit later might have missed me caveat it four times previously, but I'm going to chuck it in because I know what people are like on YouTube. This is on the basis that Mikel Arteta goes on and continues to improve Arsenal and actually achieve something. And by achieving something, I mean restores our Champions League status, I mean, gets us consistently back in the competition and to the best that we can be, given the current circumstances. And that's how I feel. You know, again, I reiterated it at the very beginning of the podcast. This is paper talk. Things that Joan Laporta says, things that Victor Fonte says, you know, and things like that Frixa says as well, the candidates that are fighting for this, you know, this presidency at Barcelona, you got to take them all with a pinch of salt. But I thought it's interesting because for me, it's not about whether Mikel Arteta is going to leave in the next, you know, I don't know, 2 years. It's about rebuilding again and then hitting the brick wall that we've hit in years gone by again, whereby we hit the Champions League and then that's our ceiling. Because if the club don't want to do what's necessary to push on to that next level, then it doesn't matter if Mikel Arteta, Carlo Ancelotti, Andrea Pirlo, Jurgen Klopp, Pep Guardiola are in charge of the football club. There is only so much you can achieve. So my point is that this is not an issue right now because our objective, given our infrastructure, given what we have at our disposal, is a realistic objective, which is getting back into the Champions League. But beyond that, where do we go from there? And when we do get to that point, which I do believe we will, especially if we can keep hold of Mikel Arteta for a few more years, if the fans can remain patient, if the club can support him, I do think we'll get there. But once we do get there, that's where this kind of story that we're talking about today, the likes of Barcelona looking at somebody like Mikel Arteta or at least putting him on a shortlist, that's when this kind of story becomes an issue. So I'm kind of preempting a problem that could come up in a couple of seasons' time. And I'm worried about it because, you know, up until now, we've not really seen a great deal from KSE that suggests they would be, you know, they would be different. You know, I know that they took full control of the club, what, 2018, summer of 2018? And then obviously the pandemic's hit, which has obviously had a negative impact on what we can spend, etc. You know, but, you know, whilst I think they've been better probably since they took full control, in terms of, you know, what we've spent and things like that, and take into account that during that time we haven't been in the Champions League either, they've still not done enough to convince me that when we do get to that crossroad where it's stick with the Champions League, stick with being in the Champions League and hope to maintain that for as long as possible, or take the route where you gamble a bit, you risk a bit and you try and push on to the next level, I'm not sure that they would 100% have the stomach for that. Or I have the appetite for that. And that's where I worry about the future of the football club and the future of somebody like Mikel Arteta, who I think if we can support, if we can, you know, make him feel valued and if we can continue to help him achieve not just the club's goals, but his personal ambitions, then I think he could be the Arsenal manager for a long time. I really, really do. So it's a really interesting thing, you know, and obviously, as I say, take the Barcelona link today with a pinch of salt because they're going for an election. Everybody's just saying everything to try and get themselves one up with the fans. You know, you've seen propaganda posters plastered around the city with Florentino Perez on them, referring to the Real Madrid president. You've seen posters placed by one campaign against the other. It's literally a full-blown war for the Barcelona presidential election. So yeah, it's a madness. It's an absolute madness. But yeah, I thought it was worth discussing it because I do think that in the future, this could be an issue. And the lack of ambition that the club have shown in the past, you know, if that crops up again a couple of years down the line, then we could find ourselves finally having got back to where we wanted to be or where we need to be, not where we want to be, where we need to be, and then struggling again to kick on to that next level. So there you go. Let's see what you guys are saying in the live chat. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Love to hear what you guys have got to say on the matter and any other questions that you have as well. The stream is yours. Feel free to dictate the direction in which it goes. Haven't had a great deal of time to prepare for any of the streams today or for this stream. Probably won't have time to prepare for the latest one either because it's a really mad day for me, as Mondays always are. But happy to pick up any questions, any views you may have in the live chat box. Let's see what you guys are saying. Big hello to Steffi, NYC Guna. Says, good morning, Harry. Glad to see you on the mend. Oh, I feel 100 times better today. 100 times better. As I said, don't know what happened. Whether it was a bad meal, just a 24-hour bug, but I had a really bad time over the last 24 hours. But back to normal, or as close to normal, as you can expect, just a few days after. But all good. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Robski says, I think Arteta will jump ship just because KSE will not give him the transfer budget. Yeah, look, I mean, and look, if he serves the club well and he achieves what he can achieve at the club, I don't think anybody will begrudge him eventually moving on. You know, football's changed. It's not, you're not going to get an Arsene Wenger or Sir Alex Ferguson who join a club and stay there for, you know, 20, 25 years. I think that that is a rarity nowadays. In fact, I don't think you'll probably ever see it again. Such is the nature of football these days. And I spoke about it in a piece I was writing earlier, actually, which I don't want to give away, but it'll be in the next Guna fanzine print edition. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But I talked about the unquenchable thirst of modern football fans to see instant success. Like literally, like click of the finger success. Like they want to bring in a manager, bring in five players and just bang, everything changes. But sometimes when a rot sets in at a football club, it's like a rot in anything. Once it gets real hold of the subject, it becomes very difficult to stop that rot and to prevent it spreading further. And obviously you have to stop the spread before you can repair it. And I don't think people always appreciate what a task it can be to do that. And at a football club where there are lots of big personalities, lots of big egos, you know, it's extremely difficult. Tofa says, Barcelona are in a horrible spot. Do you think Arteta will want to take on another project come his next job? I can't see it. I think he stays or goes to an established side. Look, I think, as I said, I think for me, Tofa, this is something that you need to look at maybe a year or two down the line. If Mikel Arteta continues to do good things, then the interest will intensify from other places, right? By the way, you know, and there are a lot of anti-Arteta people, and that's absolutely fine. But what I don't want is people to misconstrue me or misconstrue what I'm saying on the stream today as in I think that Mikel Arteta right now deserves the Barcelona job. I don't. But, you know, that, and that's why I keep saying if it's in a year, 2 years down the line, people may be looking at him and Barcelona could be one of those clubs. And if Barcelona are one of those clubs, I still think that the lure of managing somebody as big as Barcelona, you know, in a massive Camp Nou stadium, historic, huge football club with talent coming through all the time, you know, with historically the finance to go and bring in, you know, some of the world's best talent. I think that would be a massive opportunity that, you know, if things aren't going well or as well as he'd like at Arsenal, I don't think he'd be able to turn that down. You know, 2 years is a long time in football. A lot can change. And as bad as Barcelona have been this season and the fact that they're in a, you know, difficult moment, I don't expect that to be the case 2 years down the line, because big clubs, what they do is they make drastic changes and those drastic changes go one way or the other. And if they go the wrong way, then they just make more drastic changes and they just keep doing what they do until they make things right. And that's why Arsenal have been accused in recent years of maybe not being such a big club anymore in terms of our mentality and in terms of our approach to things, because we have remained patient when maybe we shouldn't have been. And you know, that's a debate for another day. But I just think looking at Barcelona now, yeah, you can understand why someone would see that as a little bit of a poison chalice, but it's still Barcelona. And I think that a couple of years down the line, things could be very, very different. MN says, Harry, if Arteta goes, then he goes. He's not bigger than Arsenal Football Club. Remember, the club is the star. That's bigger than Arteta, the players, the board and the owners. Yeah, I agree. And I do envisage Mikel Arteta going someday, you know, as I envisage every manager going someday. And, you know, I'm not an immature football fan. You know, I can be in the heat of the moment. I can be one of those people that, you know, holds a grudge and acts like a prat in the moment. But like when you look at, for example, I'll give you an example, right? Cesc Fabregas, when he wanted to leave the football club and he wanted to go back to Barcelona, it was upsetting. It was disappointing, but I got it. You know, I did understand it. When I calmed down and when I actually took a step back and thought about it, we were talking about our biggest star at the time wanting to return to the club he loved from being a kid. Not just because he loves the club, but because he felt he had a better chance of winning trophies there. And he absolutely did. Barcelona were head and shoulders above Arsenal at that point. They were the best team in the world. So I understand why he wanted to do that. And yes, it upsets you at the time, but you know, if you're mature enough, you can understand that. Just like I grew up loving and adoring Arsenal Football Club, someone like Cesc Fabregas grew up and adored Barcelona Football Club. And so he would have a draw to them, you know, he would be drawn to them. And I think you can do that as a fan, you know, maybe sometimes only in hindsight, but I think at some point it should be recognized that these are human beings and that's what's going to happen. But then you get situations like Robin van Persie, where again, I understand it to a degree. I understand why he wanted to leave Arsenal, but then the fact he joined Man United just made it hurt that bit more. So yeah, you know, you can look back at things and people will move on, and that's part and parcel of the game. And I think you got to be able to handle that. And as a fan, you've got to, you know, you get attached to players, but I think you've always got to remember or keep it in the back of your mind that these players will, if they feel like it, jump ship. And if they jump ship, it's not necessarily personal to us, and we shouldn't always take it like that. If Arteta goes, then he goes. Good luck to him. You know, I would wish him all the best, because I would understand that Barcelona is an appealing job. If Mikel Arteta was to leave and go and join Spurs, though, then that's a different story. And that wouldn't, you know, Spurs are not bigger than Arsenal, so why would that be an appeal? That those are the kind of moves I find difficult to comprehend. But one like this, if it was to happen, I wouldn't be majorly surprised, and I wouldn't be angry with anybody either. You know, it is what it is. Football is like that. Things move on. Let's pick up some more of your comments. Just trying to get through the chat, because obviously it updates constantly. Shubham says, Arteta's at the wheel. Tell me, how good does it feel? He's the most good-looking Spaniard we know. Love that. Louis Robson says, I'm not too worried, Harry, about this typical stuff to try and unsettle him. He'll be with us next season. Yeah, Louis, and I'm not either. And as I keep saying, you know, I've said it time and time again on this particular podcast, I don't see this being a problem or an issue in the next couple of seasons even. You know, I think that Mikel Arteta is focused on the job in hand. I don't think that Barcelona would be able to tempt him away at this moment in time. I think he loves what he's doing here, and I think he's really invested in the project, and that's great. I'm not sure that this is really to unsettle him. I think that what's probably happened is that in Spain, you know, he's had a couple of good results, did what he did against Benfica, got us through, and then a good result against Leicester City. And overall, in the last few months, things have looked a bit brighter at the Arsenal. And Joan Laporte has looked at the press and gone, yeah, he's getting some good press in Barcelona at the moment. So how can I try and appease the fans? How can I try and encourage people to vote for me? I know what I'll do. I'll make it clear that Mikel Arteta is on my shortlist of managerial candidates in the event that I get elected. And that's how it works. You know, it's about promising things that more often than not, they can't even deliver. But they try and do that to bring people on side and ultimately earn their vote. As I said, the presidential race at Barcelona is, for me, is more interesting than the Trump-Biden one, I've got to be honest. let's move on. D-Dub says, I've always backed Mikel, but I don't like his nepotism towards Bellerin. I think that's a little bit harsh, man. He gets so much bad press, Hector Bellerin, and a lot of the time it's not justified. You know, I think he's been solid for the most part this season. He's had a couple of bad games, but who in an Arsenal shirt hasn't this season? You know, if they'd all had good games every week, we wouldn't be where we are in the table. So, I don't think it's nepotism. I think that Hector Bellerin is the best. Hector Bellerin at his best fully fit, is the best right back at Arsenal Football Club. Does he play in a different way to Cedric? And maybe does Cedric's way suit Nicolas Pepe a little bit more? Maybe, because, you know, Bellerin has been kind of playing as this kind of inverted inverted fullback. Cedric seemed to go a little bit more on the overlap against Leicester than Bellerin normally does. And, you know, does that mean that the pair complement each other? Maybe. But sometimes, you know, I think that people just point the finger at Hector Bellerin because he's been at the club for a period of time in which we weren't very successful. But he's not the sole reason that we weren't successful, you know, and that's the point I'll always make. I think Bellerin is a decent right back. I don't think he's world class. And I think that if an offer of 25, maybe even 30 million euros came across the table in the summer, I would absolutely take it. You know, with 2 years left on his contract, probably be a good time to cash in on Hector. I don't think it's nepotism, though. I really don't. You know, the pair have a good relationship. Too much is made of that, in my opinion. You know, it's not a thing. You know, Mikel Arteta and Mesut Ozil supposedly had a good relationship. Look what happened there when Mikel Arteta took over as the manager. You know, he played with Mohamed Elneny. He's not a regular in the first choice 11, is he? So, I think the accusations of nepotism are a little bit OTT. And look, if you didn't read the stories about Bellerin and Mikel Arteta's relationship, none of us would be any none the wiser, because none of us look at the team selections necessarily and think that, you know, that they're outrageous. You know, Cedric wasn't even getting a look in prior to Kieran Tierney picking up that injury, and nobody had any issues about it, but all of a sudden they do. So it's things change very quickly in football. I don't think it's nepotism at all. I think it's great to have two competent right back. Cedric has become our cover for both right and left back now, and he'll get his fair share of games. But yeah, I'm not sure, man. I understand, D, why you're concerned that maybe you don't rate Hector Bellerin. That's an absolutely fair view to have, but I don't think it's nepotism, if I'm honest. Quick reminder, because I forgot to do this at the beginning of the stream, got so into it. Make sure, if you haven't already, you smash the like button. Let's check in where we are in terms of likes right now. I can see there's over 260 of you watching us at the minute via YouTube, which is fantastic. And we've only got 81 likes. So guys, come on, we can surely get it up to where, if we've got 267 currently watching, surely we can get 150 likes at minimum. Come on. Maybe I should be aiming for 200. Let's aim for 200. Let's be a bit ambitious. What else have we got in the live comments? Just having a look. Can't believe this stream's been going for nearly 35 minutes, by the way. Just having a look at some of your comments. I'm just going to pick out a few because we are running out of time. So I just want to go through as many as I can. Big hello to snipe.genius. Marble Halls TV, going back to my point about the rot at Arsenal. He says, I get the rot idea, but getting Arteta amidst the rot was wrong. I think if he didn't win the FA Cup, he'd be gone. A lot of people say this, and I understand the viewpoint about the whole FA Cup. But what I also would say is that if you make an appointment like Mikel Arteta, whereby you're going and bringing somebody into the club who isn't experienced, who's a bit of a gamble, and you appreciate that when you hire them, they're going to need time, then pulling the trigger on them early makes you look like a prat, because ultimately you've gone and said that's the right approach to take. Your actions of hiring that person have indicated that that was the right move, that was the right way to go, the right route to take. And then if you hire someone who you know is going to need time and then don't give them time, what does that say about your initial decision making? So I don't think that Mikel Arteta would be gone regardless of the FA Cup. I think there would have been a lot more bloody pressure, though, right now from the club's end. Maybe not from the, you know, from the fans. You know, it's still divided. But from the club's perspective, I think, you know, there's obviously been a weight lifted by the FA Cup, because they can refer back to last season and say that's the last time we won a trophy. And that obviously helps, doesn't it? With regards to Arteta and where he may end up in the future, Somerset Gunner says managers go where the money is. Al Karp says he's giving him until December. Is that Mikel Arteta? You're giving until December. Saeed Abdullah says, for me, I think Arteta is the right man to lead Arsenal forward despite making mistakes. But I think he has a plan. Some see that and others don't. Yeah, I agree. In response to people maybe calling for Max Allegri to come into the club, Christos says, people say they want Allegri, but they say Jose plays ugly defensive football. But Allegri plays more defensively than Jose. Do you know what? I'm going to defend Allegri a little bit, because I think he showed at different times in his Juve career different ways of playing football. And some of them were a lot more open and expansive than people give him credit for. He did play a 4-3-3 at one point. I actually think Juventus' football got worse when Ronaldo joined. Not that they became weaker, because Ronaldo's an incredible player. But the style of football under Allegri, when Ronaldo just arrived, was not the same. You know, there was the problem with Ronaldo is, as great as he is, whoever has him obviously wants him to be the focal point and wants to focus their play around him. And it's the same with Messi. Sometimes, you know, if you set the team up great, then, you know, if you set the team up around them and it works, then great. You know, you're getting the maximum out of the rest of your group, but you're also getting a maximum out of the player whose level is way beyond anybody else's. The issue is that when that player then doesn't necessarily have a great day, the rest of the team are handicapped because their game is geared into providing for that player. And I think that Allegri was a bit of a victim of that towards the back end of his Juve career. And I think that he gets tarnished with a kind of negative brush off the back of that. I don't think he was the most attacking, adventurous manager in the world. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't think he was as defensive as some would have you believe. Let's keep going through the comments. I'm just going to pick out a couple more because I've got to get back to work in a few minutes' time. Don't forget, check out the gas tank later. I'll be on the gas tank and I'm looking forward to talking about Arsenal's win at Leicester on there, especially after I gave the guys so much stick about Brendan Rodgers just a little while ago. Gam Sola says, honestly, Harry, would you choose Brendan Rodgers over Arteta? I think he's a better manager than Mikel. No. I think that Arteta will go on to be better than Brendan Rodgers in the future. He's not there yet, but he will. He will get there. He'll go on to... Brendan Rodgers ain't going to go on and manage a Barcelona or a Real Madrid or a Bayern Munich. I genuinely think that Mikel Arteta has what it takes to do that in the future. Not right now, before everybody starts jumping on me, but in the future, I think he will hit that level. I don't think Brendan Rodgers will. And I've always said that about Brendan Rodgers, right? This is not me just defending Mikel Arteta to the hilltop. I've always been one of these people who thinks that Brendan Rodgers is a good manager, but a good manager is it. You know, he's not a world-class manager. He's not going to be a European champion, in my opinion, etc., etc. So, yeah, that's where I stand on that. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there just because I've got to dash back to work, but we'll be back for another stream later on today at around 5:45, 6 o'clock. Stay tuned to your notifications. You'll get one. I'll put it in the Discord server for our members as well. We had a member join, by the way, during the stream, but it's disappeared off my screen. So bear with me while I just check out who it was, because I want to give you a shout out like I do to all the members when they join while we're on streams. Big hello to everybody else that's a member who's maybe not with us live right now or who be joining us a little bit later on. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. That's really, really important. And a big welcome to Shubham, who's just joined us as a member. So Shubham, thank you so much for signing up. Really, really appreciate it. If you are interested in becoming a member of the Chronicles of Aguna YouTube channel and supporting me to bring you daily content, more content, and getting access to some of our benefits, then please click the link in the description. check it out, sign up. We'd love to have you, and make sure you join the Discord server as well. If you're looking for the Discord link, once you sign up to be a member, it becomes available to you. So the Discord server is only available to members at the minute. But thank you all so much, and I'll be back very, very soon with another edition of the podcast. Until then, take care. And don't worry, Mikel Arteta is ours, for now at least.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.